No, but nothing's worse than Gary like waiting till we're recording to just fucking reprimand us. Yeah, live.
So I didn't even roast you. I just reprimanded you.
He was the nicest guy. Hey, Mike, you want me to go get your ice, your little coffee, Mike?
That was like my dad.
I had to pee.
Anything I could do for you, Mike, Ricardo, you want anything? Comes back. You motherfuckers.
I was like my dad.
Where was your antennas?
Would tell me that he was disappointed in me. That's how I just felt right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm disappointed in your song's choices.
I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we haven't started because your song choices are trash.
Like, right
now.
Yeah, today's off day for him. Yeah, it's okay.
He's been off today.
We're potters.
What was wrong with my song choices?
Nah, I want something. Play something, but play it well.
So check this out. Go. It's the jump for right now. Come on, everybody. Put your guns down.
Yeah.
This will be
how you come in hot.
Yes, exactly.
This is how you come in hot. This is how you first leave your children at home. 2 You on fire?
I'm on fire, baby.
I'm gonna take off my sweater. You know why? Because it came in hot for the first 5 seconds, even though we were recording for like 5 minutes.
Hey, do you guys remember this video?
That's good, Rich.
Yeah, that's good, Rich. Good job.
Heard you the first time. Do you guys remember that video though? Like they were
the Flintstones.
They were all dressed like fucking Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstones.
Fred and Fred. Everybody getting everybody lives. Wilmer.
Yeah, but that
definitely sounds like Fred.
And the original.
Shouts to Dino.
No, I was gonna say shout out to John Goodman for being.
Yo, hilarious shit today. I saw a TikTok.
With John Goodman.
Yeah. What? It was this girl, like, on the side. John Goodman was the green screen behind her.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, like, all John Goodman. And she was, like standing on John Goodman pics and shit. Like, that's a weird stand. And so it was, like, John Goodman in the Flintstones. John Goodman in...
10 Cloverfield Lane.
The bowling movie.
The bowling movie.
Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Big Lebowski, yeah. It was.
You're not the only person that calls that the bowling movie, by the way. Whenever they talk about fucking, who's the other white guy in the movie? The dude. What's his actual actor name? I forget.
Fuck. Nobody gives a shit.
We all have
shit.
Phones.
I know. But anyway, everybody always says, oh, those dudes from the bowling movie.
Oh, you know what?
Chicken
I
butt.
Can't believe I'm being so disrespectful.
You are.
Give me one freaking second, y'all.
It's okay. I'll take it. Look, man.
Here you go.
Look, but we're talking about Jeff Bridges, though.
Jeff Bridges.
What about him? He plays a dude?
Yeah, he plays a dude. That's his, like...
I'm the dude. Playing the dude. Dressed up as the other dude.
Y'all both went for two different movies. Okay.
Come on. Isn't it like...
Okay.
R.I.P. Big, isn't it like Biggie's death day? March 9th.
Oh, is it? I didn't even know.
Yeah, or was it his birthday?
Is
it his birthday or the day he died? Fuck!
Was that a Biggie thing?
I was like a
Rick Ross.
I was like a constipated Rick Ross. I was like,
Rose.
No, you're absolutely right. March 9th, 1997. That was his death.
Boom.
Day.
Here we go. One more time for Big. That's cabbage off instinct. Niggas don't make shit stink. That's just a funny line.
My Detroit players.
Peace to my hooligans in Brooklyn.
Dead right. If they head right, Biggie there every night.
Papa Ben screws the days of underwear.
Papa Ben what? Papa Ben
smooth. Hold on.
Did you say Papa Ben dead? That's disrespectful.
Since days of underoos.
Oh,
never
Papa
lose.
Been food?
Smooth.
Oh, smooth.
No, but
Papa's been food since days of underoos.
Sometimes you forget the line in the moment, so you gotta improvise.
No, I get you. Yeah, he did.
But the best line in that whole song is every cutie with a booty but a coochie. Now he's the real dookie. Shit.
No, I used to love that too.
Every cutie with a booty but a coochie.
I think I learned those words before I learned the whole fucking song. That was probably one of the things that you know. You in the car riding with your parents, all the words going, all of a sudden, Eric, you didn't want to. That's the one fucking thing you yell.
You listen to Biggie with your mom.
That's the hook,
dude.
Though.
I already told you. Remember that tape that she got me? She didn't know that it was a bad that Second to None song. She didn't know if you want it, then I got it. She didn't know it was fucking terrible, it, fucking baby. Sex song, and just let me play it. Didn't and she was like, all right, fuck it, I already bought
she
it.
She let
for
you
her.
Play next.
Oh no.
Baby, when we're grinding. Yeah, but it's not.
I wonder if she can feel my boner right now.
I 100% listen to that song.
That's
with
not
my
how
mom.
It starts, right? I wonder if she can feel my hard ass dick right now.
What's crazy is like you said. Him saying that he listening to it with his mom, and then you saying that.
I 100% listened to that song with my mom. But hold on. But the radio edit, because that shit was on the radio.
Yeah,
a lot.
No, it is still. Yeah. It's a 94 like, The Wave.
The one that I listened to didn't say, I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I didn't even know it was about boners till like fucking 6 years ago.
100%.
I had no clue. And then I was like, oh, when we're grinding.
DJ Clue. Because it just sounds.
Desert Storm, Illuminati.
That's the worst let me join in the conversation thing ever to do.
Illuminati.
Yeah, so I definitely listened to that song with my mom. Never thought it was about boners, but we sung it together for sure.
100%.
Yeah. Is that nasty?
No.
I mean, nah.
Only if you were standing real close.
Except that we had the windows down. We're like, baby, when my mom knew, fuck
it. That was actually really good.
Mike.
That hey no fight him, but you know, that was a good shot.
You know what? You know what?
He didn't hear it. He'll hear it.
I'm about to say it.
You're getting it back for what he said about Al.
Yeah.
A couple pods ago.
What I say about Al?
No, we heard you.
No, she watches the pod, man. You gonna make her think that I actually say stuff? Al, they're lying. I don't say shit. I be chilling. When we leave.
When she leave, I'll be talking about again.
I ain't scared of Al. Yeah, I am.
Oh man.
Yo, I'm more scared of Al than Gary. I feel like I can take Gary, but I can't take Al.
Yeah. Well, because you can't hit girls. Especially. Oh, you can? You can hit girls? Wait,
but no, it's just such a weird excuse. Oh.
What happens when beer splashes in your eye?
You go
it's
blind.
It's a very valid thing to say, but just super funny to just say it out loud.
Wait, you can't hit girls?
No.
Since you when?
Can't. You can't. You gotta.
No, what if you ask for consent first?
Can I hit you?
Yeah,
can I smack the shit out of you right now?
Yo,
I love you and everything. Leave the love of my life, but can I smack the shit out of you?
Nah, but you ever like really want to? I'm just kidding.
All the time.
Fuck.
Oh, doesn't Bill Burr? No, Bill Burr has a fucking bit about that. He's like, you want to,
yeah,
but you don't do it.
No, because you don't want to get domestic violence on your record. You don't want a domestic violence
you
charge.
So Latino there, bro. The homegirl domestic violence.
You don't want domestic violence like that shit's an adjective.
No, yeah, 100%.
That's because I was gonna go this way, but then I ended up going this way with the words.
No, hey, man. Yeah.
You know
rails.
What I love? You know what I love about this is that 15 minutes in and we are off the rails. Welcome back to Off the Rails, the show with hot takes but no breaks, so strap the fuck in. I know Gary hates that line. Oh well, I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzie in the building, definitely in the building.
And Potter to my right.
Make Mike all up on the mic.
Cameraman is non-existent. Shout out to you and Chip Hazard. I said it, bitch, fight me. Anyway, welcome back, y'all. How we feel? This is our first episode with mics from fucking missing 3 weeks of recording. How do you feel about that, Mike?
Wait, Mike was here last week.
He's you okay? You still reeling from what you said that you forgot?
He was here last week?
Yeah, I was, bro.
When were you here?
Bro, don't even.
Right there.
I think you know what it was?
Yeah, let me tell you.
You know what
right
it was?
There.
I don't think he even believed that he said what he said. So he's still reeling from that. Mm. That he had to. He forgot that I was here.
No, I said it on purpose, but I 100%.
Double down.
No, dude, I lean all the way in. No, but I 100% in my head right now, no joke. Not because I'm intoxicated or anything, because I'm not. I really thought that you weren't here last week because I completely forgot that we recorded last week.
Yeah.
So that's my bad. Mike was here. Good. Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Where were you, bro? Where was your antenna?
I probably just.
Oh, truth be told, you were pretty high last week.
I was.
Are you always high? Like when you're not, let's just say in your day to day.
Is that
incriminating if I'm asking you if you're high while you're working?
No, because it's weed. No.
No, because I can tell you. Well, no, I'm not because I work, so I can't be.
Okay.
But
clearly,
but no, it's usually just at night.
Just at night, yeah. Same.
Just at night. During the day, very rare, unless I'm like off and I got nothing to do. But for the most part, just at night.
Weed is his whiskey or wine glass at night.
Yeah, just.
Where others have their whiskey and wine,
just
he has
a little
his
something
weed.
To top me off.
I have my whiskey and wine, but I also take an edible.
Yeah,
I take an edible nightly, but
whiskey, weed, and women.
I used to. The triple W's. Triple dubs.
Triple dubs.
You have to make sure you said it right.
Yeah,
you calculated how many words.
Well, it was a couple things. He had to make sure he said it right.
Yeah.
He had to make sure it was okay for him to say that. Uh-huh. He is married.
Yeah.
So, uh-huh. Can I say that? So that always, that's like the second check whenever Gary says anything. Uh-huh. Has to be the, I'm married, can I say this?
But I usually call women bitches anyway, so.
Yeah, because, you know.
Damn, you didn't laugh at that.
Call them bitches, okay. Women, because the bitches love it.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Right. The women bitches, because the bitches love it. My bad.
Yeah.
Hey, are we shouts getting donations Biggie. On our, you put, did you put no, donations?
We have one viewer right here on TikTok damn. Live.
Oh, TikTok Live.
Well, we're on TikTok Live. I was going to go on Twitch, but we're on TikTok Live.
Hey, send a super chat.
Put the, make sure the donations are available to be sent.
Okay.
So, that quarter is getting dusty.
To the one,
to the one I love.
Oh,
both of y'all fucked up, I think.
Is that Shania Twain?
It is.
But, like, regardless
still,
of who it is, I think this, you got the lyrics wrong.
Still the one I love.
Yeah, she, speaking of Shania Twain and country artists, have you guys seen that like video that's going around of that one country artist with the dumper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Who is that, by the way?
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
That bitch eats cornbread.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know who got a little cakey that I'm kind of fucking with? But I told you last week, Paramore.
Oh, yeah. She, I don't know if she has cakey, but...
She got a little, I mean, not cake. She got a little cake. Hey, man, little booties matter.
Oh, ain't what? It buns?
Nah, what's the song? The Paramore song? How does it feel to be
I really hope that's not it.
All right. I thought he was going with Ave Maria.
Ave Maria. Now he's like, how does it feel
okay, now I know.
What are you
no, it's
playing?
Not that one, but... That is a Paramore song, clearly, because you're playing off of Paramore.
Nah, but it's like, break me up inside.
Break me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not her.
That's not Paramore.
That's Evanescence.
You weren't even thinking of the right.
No, I wasn't. Evanescence is probably a guy.
No, it's a girl. You had it right, just the wrong girl.
Yeah, this song. That's not Paramore.
Yo, that's Gary's hiking song, bro. He'd be running up the hills to that.
So I used to work at Spider-Man Rocks.
The fuck is Spider-Man Rocks?
Is that there used to be a show, a live
like
show. There used to be a live show at Universal Studios. Uh-huh. And that's where I worked. I used to work show control. So I used to get everybody in line for the shows.
Show control.
And I used to get on the mic and tell, hey, guys, a new Spider-Man show is starting right now.
And occasionally you would drop one of your albums, like
on
my chest.
I was the shit. I was the shit on the mic. But that the while people were lining up, Paramore, Evanescence would play. And then there, I think there was even a section in the show that had Evanescence.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah, well, because
it was like
that song was a popular song to play.
Yeah, it was a musical, Spider-Man musical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they had a rendition of Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, and he's fighting all the villains. Oh. And yeah, Another One Bites the Dust.
How many times do you have to watch that to be like, fuck, dude, I'm tired of this shit.
Oh, yeah, nah.
How many shows a day? Probably like three
shows.
So throws.
That wasn't the problem. The problem was how long, because I knew the show was 20 minutes.
Okay.
And if I had to take a shit, how much longer is left before I can leave this shit, leave my post to go take
you
a shit?
You shit at work?
Yeah. All you time. Don't shit at work? Never shit at work?
I work from home, so.
Yeah, but before.
All the time.
You used to work at the movie theater.
I did.
You used to work at Carl Kanai store. You used to work at...
The Carl Kanai!
I had a job when I was five.
You worked at the Miyoshi factory.
Yeah. You used to... Yeah,
Vocals, offices.
I helped all the hip-hop brands.
I There's a certain...
Twism.
There's a certain
pleasure.
You used
to work at Chic.
Your last job was Pro Club.
Nah, she got the fire like t-shirts. They were like Disney characters and shit dressed gangsta. You remember them shits? Like Taz with like baggy jeans on and shit.
I was like, this ain't Iceberg.
Yeah, it was a fake Iceberg
so,
shit.
So you worked at a hospital. You work at a hospital.
You worked in a hostel.
You worked in offices and buildings. I'm saying this because there's just a slight pleasure in having your like stall that you go to.
That's pleasure.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Nobody goes there. That's your stall. You know where to go. You know you're gonna have a peaceful shit.
Oh, give me the handicap TMI? Stall.
TMI time. Hey. TMI no, time.
Never TMI.
All right. Well,
I went off the rails. Today,
go off, King.
Yeah.
Tell
me about it.
I went into a bathroom it's the locker room.
Uh huh.
I have a locker there.
Uh huh.
In my locker, I have my baby wipes.
As you should.
As I should. Right.
Yeah. For your butt.
For my butt.
Okay.
So, in my locker, I have my baby wipes.
And my baby. Keep my baby in my locker.
Give it a little.
No, it's just
close locker back.
A dead fetus.
Suck its juices. Yeah.
To keep me young.
Yeah, what's the cells? What do they call them?
Suck his dick. You sucking baby dick.
Somebody took that baby dick.
We gotta grab
that baby's dick.
Yo, what was the time that amount we had to not cuss?
5 seconds. Oh, was it 8?
Nah, something. 9 minutes.
Well, yeah, we looked at the wrong one, I think.
I think it was 8 seconds for a song. You should only play songs for 8 seconds.
No, we looked it up on Google. Google told us swearing was 8 seconds, but
demonetized.
I'm sure it was wrong. But anyway, continue your story sucking baby sticks and
poops.
Yeah, tell us about your poops.
After I sucked the dead baby's dick in my locker, I grab my baby wipes. I go into the bathroom in the locker. Sometimes it's locked. Most of the time, that locker room bathroom is locked because it's the most like
utilized.
Not utilized, but it's the most like low key bathroom. I think. Yeah. I thought that was a fart. Let him rock, I guess.
No, it was
he wanted to get to the poop diddy scoop.
Yeah, I was getting to the poop diddy scoop, but I couldn't find it fast enough.
It's all good.
It's okay.
We believe in you.
It was a good thought. I just couldn't get to it.
No, damn. Yeah. What you should do, pause real quick. What you should do is disconnect it, play it, find it, connect it back. Boom, there you go.
Bang.
Poop diddy scoop. Yes. Yo, he was like, wait, what? Did you just school me for no reason?
You give me more work and shit?
This podcast has been all about reprimands.
You know what you should do? You should disconnect, plug into your headphones, hear a song, get the timestamp, then
pull your
reconnect.
Pants down, suck his dick, turn around, take it in the butt.
Open the locker, suck the baby's dick.
I ain't gonna argue that one.
Go to his locker. So it was locked.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, no, it was open.
Okay, uh-huh.
So, for once, it's open. Bang. I'm in here. But yesterday, I took a shit in there. And I saw, already, it was kind of shitty. I just had to go. So, like, the toilet, nobody really cleans that toilet. Like, it
it's
sucks.
It's great content, dude.
A secret toilet.
Shit talk. Shit talk.
Look at him try to get me back.
No, I see him. He's always ready. No, don't count him out, man.
All right.
Don't count
Chain
him out.
Chain guy. I'm a shit guy.
Hey, I love this, man.
Gun guy to shit guy.
So then
look,
I go to
just
the,
keep
another
being a side
bathroom.
Character.
I go to another bathroom.
Yeah, I remember that. That was
foul. Hey, you know what? The funny thing is, I really don't feel that way. But I say it because it's funny.
Shut up. You're going to go in the sidecar. If I ever had a motorcycle.
Get your little ass in the sidecar.
Yeah, bitch.
When he goes to buy it, he's like, they ask him, do you want to customize it anyway? Yeah, put Richie Bitchy on that shit.
Yo, Mike, you saying that out loud really pissed me off. Why would you say that shit out loud? Like, what the fuck? You of all people, you piece of shit. Why would you say that?
Oh, shit. Nah, that wasn't me, Rich.
Nah, sonny.
Yo.
We've been friends for like
it's all good, Dunny.
22 years. You gonna do me like this?
Come on, Dunny. It's all good.
It's all good.
Damn, I see you naked. Is that how you treat me?
Oh, that's hell no.
Wait, I want to hear about this story, but let me tell you about
it. No, it's never happened. That's he wants up. It so bad. Yo, so okay, you go in there, it's open.
It's open, and I take a shit. I forgot what we were talking about.
But you were saying that it was dirty. He said it was
dirty. Oh, yeah, that bathroom was dirty. So, because you said there's always a bathroom that you go
That's
to.
Your shit.
Oh, so, I All left puns. This one, my bad. I left this one, and I go to the other one. And that one was open. That one was cleaner. That one's a little bit more low-key. But it's just a longer walk.
He used to text me, because I think this is when I actually worked in an actual office. He used to text me like, yeah, I'm about to go to my bathroom. Because he's like, nobody... Mm-hmm. Didn't you have an actual floor that you would go to?
Yeah, I worked on the third floor. Mm-hmm. And if I go to the fourth or the fifth, those were typically always empty. They had a big-ass like handicap stall. Like, you know the big ones in the corner? Uh-huh. They got a rail?
Yeah.
Give it to me, baby.
Wiggling with the rail.
baby.
Thanks for bringing it back. We forgot about that.
Yeah, man, never. Uh-huh. If you go into the stall and they got a rail next to the toilet, that's the good one. You can just hold on for dear life. So I like that.
That's
there. I'll go up to the fourth and the fifth floor. No, but what it was is that I think those floors, nobody had rented the offices, but they had to keep it open because it's a whole building. So I could just go up there freely. Nobody was there. Drop a deuce. Lay on the floor, rub one out, and then just go back to my floor.
Hell yeah. I was thinking about rubbing one out today, but I was like, nah, I ain't that horny.
But you were. Only you were because it crossed your mind.
I want to get to that point because y'all both have significant others.
If it crosses your mind, that means you were that horny.
No, I wasn't horny. I was just like...
You're all horned up.
Yeah, but no, I'll get back to that.
Tell me why.
But I was like, I was thinking, could I get away with it if I just like go into if I'm taking a shit right here?
Give it. So I just like when you're tuned up, fuck yeah.
But if I just like,
how could you not get away
stroke
with it?
Stroke it in the bathroom right now, why? Because I think it's disgusting to stroke it while you're taking.
Do you get
a shit.
Away with shitting?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be able to get away with sitting in the same position, but instead of pushing, you're jerking?
Because
your
this is something that isn't done. He thought that. Because it's such a rare thing that happens.
You
guys
are
going
to walk by and they're going
to
hear the slaps.
No, 100%. No, you thought this one time.
Actually, I got two more things to number twos. So one, the first one is I'm thinking of giving myself a blumpkin.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know I'm not sucking
Nothing
my own
that.
Dick.
Wait, Nobody's sucking your yum.
I'm giving myself, because I'm jerking
because
off.
Because his hands are so moisturized.
No, because I'm jerking off on the toilet. I feel that I'm giving myself some type of blumpkin adjacent.
A phantom blumpkin.
Yeah, blumpkin adjacent, a phantom blumpkin.
A ghost blumpkin, yeah.
Ghost blumpkin. So I feel that I'm doing that to myself.
Goose blumpkin.
I
forgot where I saw it. I saw like somebody remix the Goosebumps theme song and added some drums underneath it. That's actually a fire ass song.
Oh hell yeah! I always wanted to rap over that Goosebumps song.
Dude, that Goosebumps fucking theme song was fire.
What was the other thing that I was gonna say?
Stupid.
Other than the Phantom
so
Blumpkin.
Stupid. We gone off the rails.
Don't worry,
anyway.
I got you.
Off the rails.
I got you. Right. Yo, did anybody watch Chris Rock's new stand up?
Yes.
Nope.
You didn't watch it?
Damn, nope. Son.
You didn't see Chris Rock?
Not for protest. I just haven't gotten into it.
Flunk the line like a fucking rookie, Chris Rock. You fucking rookie.
What do you do?
You mean when he says...
When he flubs the line?
No, but he says...
Why just shit by him like that?
Yeah, fucking rock my world.
I threw the word.
He flubbed?
When he flubbed the line? Piece of shit.
Fury.
Chris Rock.
I'm mad I didn't get that on the big cam. Do it again.
Do a little dutty... The
I didn't
line.
Get that on the big cam. You can see my dick.
It's right there.
Chill. You got a big old brajo.
Give me a little bit of that gabagool.
So what was I saying?
Gabagool.
That was the worst Italian.
Yeah.
No, but because Italians are not stereotypes.
But you know what I noticed?
What?
My Mario is really good.
No, it was. I posted that today. Yesterday.
Fire. What was I saying?
You were talking about Chris Rock. We were on
Crossing a line.
Chris Rock.
That's the one where he calls out, I messed up the joke. And then he goes back into it. I respected that, though.
But I feel like calling it out made it even more awkward and
weird.
Yes. He goes to the whole stand-up. I saw the whole thing. It was good.
I loved it.
It was good. I laughed. It was funny. Mm-hmm. It was topical. He purposefully left the Will Smith shit to the end because he knew that's what you're there for. So he decided, you know, misdirect, talk about other shit. But then he gets like to the end, to the closer, spoiler alert, and the closer is the Will Smith stuff.
Yeah, I didn't like that it was so short, and I didn't like the closing line. I was like, meh. So but the whole thing was good. I thought it was great. I heard like some negative shit about it, but I've heard some, in my opinion, it was great.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of people saying that he's punching down because he's making fun of Jada and calling her a bitch and all this other stuff. But
that's woke culture.
You can get mad at comedians for making jokes.
Of course you can.
But also comedians are making jokes.
Like, that's why he got slapped because he got. So you say something that you run that risk of getting fucking slapped.
Oh, yeah.
We have a podcast. If this podcast were to fucking shoot off like a rocket ship, we would probably get slapped for a lot of shit.
I already wrote my apology.
Ain't nobody slapping me.
You're not as fast as Will Smith, first of all.
Look, if you're going to come at me, at least make sure there's plenty of shit so I can slap the shit out of you.
No.
You're putting all this shit in... You're talking all with your chest out.
Spoil his line. Spoil the line.
No.
Because he's talking about...
No, fuck that. You got your chest out. You got all this shit. You got the table. You got the fucking stool. Got all these wires and shit. And that's why you know I can't reach over there and smack the shit out of you.
I'm not slapping you, but okay, what I'm saying is, no, because now I can get you because there is all this shit.
Well, now that you bring it up, fat ass.
That whole last episode. Remember that episode?
Yeah, you know he hates that.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Sorry, fatty.
It's okay.
Hey, you do look a little chubby today.
That's funny. That's funny that you said that, though, because... So, since I posted that first video, a lot of people came up to me and at work, and they were like, "What's up, fat ass?" So I was like, "Hell yeah!"
That's a good thing.
Also, it also means you're getting a little thick.
Yeah, no, I am.
No, you're a little soggy around the midsection. I'll point it out. But what I will say is soggy.
little soggy mid.
You're a little soggy. You look like a little bowl of oatmeal. But what I'm saying is that, like, remember last week when you like,
here, you got Kang in the middle of your body.
Kang. Kang? Is it Kang or Krang?
It was Krang, yeah. The little brain. Got Krang in the middle of his body.
Yeah, your stomach looks like Krang.
Was
it last week when he was wearing the extra skinnies?
The jeans.
Dicky.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, you got a little chicken. You do got some chicken legs.
No, I do. But I have thin legs, but they have muscle.
They don't.
They do.
What's these Lululemons you got on?
I'm wearing Nike pants with Adidas shoes right now though, so don't trip.
No, you're supposed to be coming in fashionable. You gotta stand up to the chain guy.
From here up, this was showing his dick. Fucking
fashion thirst. This guy got his dick out.
Yes, dude.
Right.
Gotta mean no chub. Imagine this fool gives himself a half chub.
You talking about Krang? Look at Krang.
Krang, look at that little thing.
look at Earthworm. Look at Earthworm Jim over there.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, good, man. Mike. Make him self-conscious.
Look how high it hangs.
Insulting yourself like that is hilarious. He said, look
Krang,
how high it hangs.
Krang, look how it don't swing.
Holy shit.
I go all day with it, baby.
Can you imagine?
Nah, but that's a lie, because, like, I'm all right.
How insecure are you, bro? Tell us you're insecure without being insecure.
About my dick? I'm secure with it.
That's what happens when you watch too much porn. I'm sure you were at a point in your life you were watching porn.
I'm sure you were.
I thought he said, I'm sure you were in a porn in your life.
Nah, he said.
You were in a porn and at a porn.
He said even worse. He said, I'm sure you're secure about how much porn you watch all day.
Yeah.
You sick fuck.
Yeah.
All day, though?
All day. Well, you work from home.
That's a lot.
So that's what I kind of wanted to touch on.
All day, I'd just be jacking off all day.
With all due respect to your relationships, you had mentioned that you almost jacked off today or whatever, right?
Yeah.
My thing is like almost hit that
all day with it.
For both of you guys.
That's a good hack shot.
That's a good loogie.
You want to jack each other off right now? I'm saying high five and handshake, and I said that was a good high shake.
For your high dick?
Yeah. My high so fuck. High dick, that's sad. Yo, you pee on your balls?
Oh, anyways. Your dick just sit on your balls. So,
you guys... You pee and it goes that way?
Being in relationships, what's the, like, the jack-off, like...
Sitch?
Situation.
Because you guys... make it cute.
Because you guys can fuck at any point.
Can we?
I mean...
Nah, you know what?
Well, I'm glad I brought it up now.
No mountain high.
Look, my situation is this. I can fuck at any point.
Oh, get it, bitch.
However,
let's go.
It's my wife has to wake up early at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So do I. But I don't give a fuck about me. I could go. She goes to work. I can go back to sleep, but I don't.
So I use that extra time.
Be my man.
Yeah.
Todd the moon.
What's all that extra room? What do you got it tied to a string like Pinocchio? Just a marionette.
That's his toy.
My dick got no strings to hold me down.
He's got that Yuck 2000 on his dick. The guac guac.
So
the,
you're like, all right, fucking... bye. I'll see you at work later. Love you. And she leaves, and you grab the phone. You pull up.
It's not. It's just not.
I'm speaking just to the frequency, but I feel that. Like,
I mean, from my whole entire life, I've had sex once a week, like maybe more.
Mm-hmm. Whole life,
and you're
just,
like,
you're at content. Five, just pounding it
content
out.
With that. And you're content. At
my whole life, I've been fucking
my
once
whole
a week,
life,
at
once
least.
A week.
At
once
least,
a week.
When I was born, that nurse didn't stand a chance.
I like, came out the womb.
You think you'll put that diaper on me? Not yet, bitch.
He's building another version of him in the locker. He fucks the little baby in the locker once a week.
Yo, I suck his dick.
whoa, fucking? No. I'm sucking dicks.
What kind of incest inception is this shit?
I'm the baby?
Yes. Yes, boys.
Blackness.
In incestion.
Yeah.
He was this close to not yes ending you, bro.
I could have said clean.
I was like, all right, it's getting fucking weird.
Yeah, nah.
But alright, fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, off the
I'm
rails.
The baby, you can fuck me.
I'm the dude, okay. He's the dude, we're all the dude.
You fucked the baby, yeah.
I went back in the multiverse, fucking brought back my baby self. Fuck it.
If I brought back my own baby self, I'd fuck it. You know, whatever, it's me. No, that's nasty.
You're never going back. You're staying in my locker.
Yo, you live here now.
You live. This is your place.
You live here now.
Anything you need, you ring the fucking bell. You hear me?
Yo, trapping
you. Ring the bell. It's just a baby ringing the bell.
Trapping your old baby self inside of a locker is funny. And I don't know why when I think about the locker, all I can see is the Saved by the Bell like locker hallway thing.
Yeah.
That's what I see. The two lockers on the side, then the stairs that go up to the top, and then Mr. Building's office right here on the left side.
Yeah. When I wake up in the morning and I see the money.
No.
Oh, you by yourself on that one, bro.
Y'all know fucking Saved by the Bell?
I actually know the words.
Oh, okay. Come on, hit me.
When I wake up in the morning and I don't think I'll ever make it outside.
Yeah, I'm sad.
By that time I get my books and I get myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus drive. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the bell.
See? Oh shit.
If my teacher drops a test, I know I'll never mess. And my dog ate all my homework last night. Riding low on my chair, she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow,
bro,
it'll be alright. It's alright.
That was
I'm
a pretty good.
Considering
your angle, that was a pretty good. Yeah.
Well, y'all call me fat, but I'm really not that fat.
Hit me with that.
You know, I look.
Hit me with that
honest.
RVD.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. We joke around.
I'm being completely honest with you, fat ass.
But I'm like, this motherfucker called himself fat one more time. I'm gonna smack him with my belly. Shut the fuck up.
Nah, because I haven't weighed myself, but I need to lose like 15. 20.
I mean, you're a little sack of potatoes, but I feel you.
It's cool.
I think, honestly, it's a feeling too, though. Like, if you feel like you are fucking overweight.
You feel sluggish?
No,
I think you just feel the weight.
Man, I work out a lot. But I also don't eat as well as I used to.
Now that I remember that Mike was here last week, I remember we talked about this.
Yeah.
Bring back those ketos, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dos Quitos.
Dos Quitos out of nowhere got us, because it's still up as a page. You got a new follower today. Like, yeah, for real. Why?
People are still doing ketos.
I wanted to bring this to y'all.
Bring it to me, baby.
So
bring it to me, baby.
A nurse's last day.
Did you just scare yourself on that cough?
Oh, fuck. He shit himself.
He coughed. He's like, oh.
Fuck, I coughed, man.
Okay. So sorry. Go ahead.
All right, so it was her last day today.
Nurse.
Before I shot her in the back.
Because I'm a gun guy.
I'm a gun guy. She ain't know what hit her.
What's the best way to do a gun noise? Because I was thinking about this.
Rat.
Rat. Rat.
No, not rat. Rat.
How did Kendrick Lamar do it on his first
album? Do, 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 do.
Isn't that, what's that? That, it is Kendrick.
That's, isn't that Jay?
No, it is also Jay Electronica, but
no, not Jay Electronica.
The guys from what's the name of these fucking guys? No, the fucking
Jay Pharoah.
Who's the other dude on TDE?
No, not the other.
Oh, Jay Rock. Jay Lee. Who's Jay Lee?
I was thinking more of the dudes from.
Why did I say Jay Rock?
The new Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse.
Yeah. It's not Slaughterhouse, but it's the new.
You remember when Mike took his bandana off? And
hey, what's your problem, B? What's up with you? You good? For that Richie Bitchy? That's what it's for? What's he doing?
Yeah,
come on.
Bitch, that's what it's for.
I was actually thinking of the Slaughterhouse shit live today. The pig?
Slaughterhouse
pig today.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah.
No, not you.
No, I thought you were talking about him.
No, remember? I remember when. When Crooked Eye got the Slaughterhouse tattoo and they spelled Slaughter wrong.
They did?
Yeah, and he had to
put
get it
the
fixed.
U before
I think they forgot the
something?
H, and then so what he did was he just put Slaughter when it was misspelled, and then I think put House going down this way so it made sense or something like that. Yeah.
Wow. I was thinking about Griselda, by the way.
Griselda.
They do the fucking boom, boom, boom.
Oh, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that might be the best one.
No. Yeah. But see, that's not a...
Between so doo, 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 and boom, 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 boom. Actually, I like that because it has a big boom at the end.
Told you.
I always
boom,
liked...
Boom, boom, boom.
I always liked Beanie Siegel was more like how you're saying, like, Mac. Or Brett. Like, I think, they would do it like that on state property.
Shout out to Beanie Siegel. He only got one lung.
What? Hey, man. Sometimes I come at you quick.
Yo, shouts to Beanie Siegel. No, shouts to Beanie Siegel. Beanie Siegel is great.
Take a bunch of deep breath.
So, nurse, last day.
Nurse's last day. She worked on Beanie Siegel. She helped Beanie Siegel out, and then.
So, what happened to her?
No, so it was her last day. Just because she's moving and grooving. And so.
To that old.
Help me out here. There was a line. Yeah. All right, so, last day. Bunch of sweets, cake, donuts, cookies.
Did you say cake?
Yeah, did you say cake?
Cakes and pies. Cakes and pies.
So all that, right?
All that.
And I had no self-control today. Because we were talking about keto and whatnot. Yeah. I'm not supposed to eat sugar and I'm not supposed to eat fucking cake and pies and cookies and donuts. And pizza. There was pizza too.
Keto.
I had no self-control.
All that was on your plate.
All that. No, it was one by one. Like
You're
I would
like,
go back
give
for
it
a cookie.
He's like, I had a plan.
Yeah.
He said, I had a system.
I did. I said, I'm gonna eat all this, but I'm gonna stop eating at 5. So I haven't ate since 5.
Yo, do you have those coworkers who have no shame and like when like you get food catered to your job for lunch or whatever, they'll go in like with Tupperware to take shit home.
Bruh.
Like just like taking the leftovers.
Let me ask you this. So Al, they had a party for, well, I don't think today, she got an award.
Yeah, right? I congratulated her online, yeah. Not in person.
She got an award, $5,000 to her name for the department.
Very nice.
So they made lunch for her today, too. But she asked me, hey, you want to come up here and get some food? Or she asked me, hey, you want some food? Because I knew there was going to be lunch there for her. I didn't have to cook today. So she said, she asked me.
You were planning on freeloading already.
No. This is what I'm asking. This is what I'm going to ask you. So she asked me.
Oh, you're trash.
Yo, I am trash because now I know. Now I know. Do you want to come up here for some food?
Uh-huh.
Guess what I said?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Wait, fuck that.
No, I don't want to go up there and be amongst your people to fucking get food. You bring that shit down to me. Next time, this is why I'm trash. This is why I'm trash. Because next time I know that they're gonna have food catered in her department.
Give it to me, baby.
I'm sending her with empty Tupperware.
You so are that she trash.
Am I trash because I didn't, or am I trash? For doing that.
For doing it.
Why? What the fuck? You wouldn't do that?
No,
you
bitch.
Go up there, you take your little ass up there?
I'll take my ass up there, I'll bring my own little plate. I'm not gonna send you with fucking Tupperware.
No, there's empty Tupperware in your bag.
Please bring some home.
You're an unhelpful fuck, you know that?
What would you do?
No, yeah. I'm considerate.
Yeah, me.
Because if I didn't do that, then everyone can do that, and they're all taking leftovers home to their fucking significant
other. What's that shit going to do? Just sit there?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
It's going to sit there till the end of the day, and I realize nobody took it, and then I'm going to take a big-ass plate home.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're talking about the early bird.
You're talking about the Tupperware. You're mad at the Tupperware.
I'm mad that they send out an email to everybody. Boom.
Okay.
Food's here. Come get some lunch. Everybody goes to get lunch, or maybe not everybody, but most people go to get lunch. They go sit down. Somebody will go right back with their Tupperware or another plate.
I see what you mean.
Before everyone's eaten.
Okay.
I would wait till the end of the day when I know everybody ate already. And, oh, there's still leftovers? Yeah, there's plenty. Take some home, yada, yada. Then I'll go.
Okay.
Then it's not trash.
I'm with you.
Because you've been invited to be trash.
But that's
collectively.
That's when I thought she asked me, hey.
No, she asked you mid-party.
Nah, I don't think so. I think she asked me later because of the time frame. So she asked me later,
she's in the metaverse.
Hey.
Gotcha.
Do you want some food? And I said, do I have to go up there? Then I'm not. I don't want food.
She said, "Yo, you don't want to give them to the baby in the locker."
Do you guys? Fuck. Yo, Gary, you act like you have to like fucking climb a rope to get there. Don't you have elevators?
There's elevators. There's steps.
Escalators. There's
all that.
So all types of ways to get up there.
Department is in your head.
I'm thinking that I'm in the stage of my life where I have. I'm in the stage of my life where I have the people that I like to speak to. I don't need to speak to anybody else.
Am I one of those people?
Yeah. So what you're saying
is going
up to that. You're here, ain't you? So what you're thinking is if you go up to that, I speak to you every day.
Sorry, Mike.
No, you're good. What you're thinking is that department, you got to go up there and talk to eat food. Is that what you're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's gonna know because she's gonna like I ain't shit, but she's gonna show me off to the department.
She's gonna show you off.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
Pull down your pants.
I ain't shit. Oh, look at this. He's a grown, not a shower.
Way to shout out your dick.
So bringing that dick talk back. Dick talk.
Talk about that dick talk. That dick talk.
Hey, let's come up with a fucking thing, like a fucking app. Call it Dick Talk. It's just mad dicks on there.
I'm good, bro.
It's just a sausage fest. Jesus. No girls allowed. Just dicks.
Grindr. What if like that's what it's gonna? What if he just gets to that?
Master.
You know, I'm just making an app purely a sausage fest.
Grindr.
You guys ever go to a sausage fest and be very comfortable?
I think that's already an app. Grindr.
I got an app for that.
That's what I'm saying. That's
we're not fucking or anything. I just like to be around dicks.
Yeah. He Man Woman Haters Club.
Hey man.
Right, cool.
Nice dick.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to suck it. You just know like what? I just want
to
see it.
We went on such a tangent, but here's my thing to end my argument.
Okay.
I feel like if you're going to mess up your joke and flub the line.
Yo.
Don't point it out.
What's funny is that Al's on her line.
Yep.
I'm dead.
Yep. Yep. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
It's okay. She's not really watching.
And you got a heart out?
Woo, that's my time, y'all.
Okay. Hello. I am done.
What was I saying?
Check
so
the notification.
So,
ow. That's not my baby.
That's not my name. Hey, that's not my
name. No, better yet, Al, don't go to my locker.
Yeah. Don't go to my locker.
Set him on her. I should have brought the Tupperware. no, so...
I mean, like... I'm sorry, you finish.
No, that's pretty much it. I heard him getting shit because he was making fun of women, which whatever, they're jokes. And then... I just think the worst part was doing it live and fucking up your line. I just think he knew that everybody was there to see him talk about Will Smith. There was a lot of pressure on that last joke, and it just got to him, and he flubbed the line.
But you know what? Like, I don't think the live part was... Well, because if that's your beef with the whole show, like, it's not. It wasn't that bad. Like, he recovered quickly.
He did recover.
And so, like... Because all these comedians, you got to give them credit for doing it live because all these comedians record their stand-up specials over like a whole weekend.
And then edit the shit together, They just wear the same shirt.
I'm sure that was like...
Yeah, exactly. They wear the same shirt. Sweaty-ass shirt.
Yeah.
Especially if like you're a fat comic.
I feel like there was... I feel like there was some sort of delay, actually.
Hey, you know, I thought about doing...
Sorry, I can see my dick on screen.
You were trying to have a half...
Ready! I got you the delay writing!
You were trying to have a half
chuckle. Wait, do it again, Rich. Do it again. Do it again, Rich.
I got you delay writing!
Yeah, grab it on. Grab it on. You got all the fucking... He got jealous. And then you
got... Chrissy.
I like how he took me not laughing as a joke as jealousy. Because it does sound like that.
He got jealous.
Because it was such a trash
game. He got uncomfortable. It started laughing. Uncomfortable.
Yeah. My giggle was so trash. And like, yo, is he offended? Is he hurt?
Quiffy. That was me in the bathroom taking his shit today.
All them kicks and pies coming out of your ass.
I had much carbs today.
Chrissy.
I had pupusas, a donut,
drank no water.
Cake.
Yo,
I was
thick-ass masa.
Hey, what's your favorite pupusa? Not that anybody
revuelta,
gives a fuck.
Revuelta, baby.
¿Tiene chicharrón adentro?
Sí.
¿Chicharrón?
Does it have chicharrón con queso or chicharrón con queso frijoles?
Sí, mijo.
All of them. Yo, just make my shit a fucking pita pocket and put all the meats inside with the cheese. Fuck it.
Put the lettuce inside. Yeah, put the curtido inside. Yeah. Do we owe each other blowjobs?
Yeah. I saw a video.
Turn that shit into a Salvadorian calzone.
My goal is to always owe each other blowjobs, and I don't have to suck the baby's dick tomorrow.
And then at the end of our lives, we just pay it.
Yeah,
fucking 69 on the way out. 69!
69, dude!
On the way out.
I heard that, I saw in a video that the proper way to eat it is with like
fuck.
You ate
with two fingers inside.
His fuck is hilarious. I'm talking about the pupusa.
Yeah, me too, said, bitch.
Fuck.
Me too, bitch.
Yeah.
But what he is,
holy shit, Mike.
You go from wide tongue to skinny tongue. And you do upward motions.
You do that little thing with your tongue that. Your tongue folds.
You turn that shit into a three-leaf clover.
You look up like, is it working? Am I doing it right?
Yo, have you ever done that? You ever turned that shit into a taco?
No, or just I can.
Use it as a projectile.
Oh, I can.
You launch your
tongue. Look, watch. Look.
Holy shit!
Rapid fire, baby.
Let me see.
Stop popping on my pussy.
Stop popping on my pussy.
That's why he never did it again. Boy, stop popping on my pussy.
If you don't stop popping on my pussy, I'm going to
Holy pussy popping ass. Every time they get in the argument, holy pussy popping ass.
Oh, man, I love when we get a clip.
Holy shit.
Stop popping on my pussy's joke. Oh, nah, but for real. Oh, damn.
Damn. Yo, we ended live.
Why'd they kick us off? Because we kept saying pussy?
Nah. Al reported
us. Holy shit. Al reported us. How funny would it be if Al reported us?
Yeah, see? It said fucking appeal. We got kicked off. That's great. That's great.
That, you can't say cares? Pussy on Twitter, on Twitch?
We were on TikTok. I think it was more of the sucking dick.
Yeah, no.
The baby. Somebody sucking baby dicks.
Somebody logged on right when he says baby
we
dick.
We definitely talked about sucking baby's dicks and then he kicked us off.
Yeah, so.
You can't go live on TikTok, bro.
This is what I have. Speaking of Chris Rock's stand up, I want to bring to the table the Cornball Olympics.
Okay.
Okay. So, going off of that. I have a little bracket here.
Brackets.
I got a bracket. Number one, Cornball Olympics. Now, I don't think these people are corny. Not all of them.
They're just said to be corny.
Said to be corny. Okay. Exactly. So that's what this is. Who do you think is the corniest?
If you had to choose.
And then I'm going to write it down here. Yeah, intro it. Here we are. Here we are.
At the Cornball Olympics.
Oh, yeah. It's your guy, Bits.
He still Bits.
It's and your I'm guy. In Bits.
Are you sexy, little mama?
Choosing guy over boy is hilarious. It's your guy, Bits.
Yeah, who the fuck is this guy?
I'm Guyree.
It's your guy, Guyree. The fat ass.
I don't think anyone's ever said, it's your guy. It's your guy.
Well, because he was frazzled at the beginning. He had to change up his intro.
Did you panic?
It's your guy.
No, he did.
You panicked and went guy.
What did you say? Oh, yeah. Well, you said it wrong
the first
time.
Yeah, but I mean,
time.
I recovered.
All right, Chris Rock, what you got for us?
Chris Cock.
Sorry, all right.
Hey, man, that was a shot. It was a shot.
Chris Cock. All right. Great shot. Anyways, number one.
Yo, that little mumble. That one. Chris Rock.
You tried to sneak one out?
Because that one was like, that was a risk.
Actually not a bad risk.
All right. Risk Rock. Okay.
God damn, bro.
Drake or Logic? One and two. Who
Which
you picking?
Which one's cornier?
Who's Logic. Cornier? According Logic. To the people in you.
Between
Logic.
Those two,
Logic.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a dork. Drake's a dork, but he's kind of like a cool dork.
Well, I mean, please say why. And
well, Logic is like...
One, Logic still has acne and he's like almost 40.
And he's still trying to tell people he's black.
He's still, yeah, complaining about being black even though he's super white. He just carries himself cornier. Mm-hmm. I think he also wears bootcut jeans, which is trash.
A lot of people, I feel like, wear bootcut jeans now. Not me. I'm just saying. I've seen a lot.
I mean, we saw you last week. You were
there
wearing...
weren't no bootcut those jeans. Were, those no, were tight
those,
ass
those
jeans.
Weren't bootcut. Those were skin tight.
Yeah, skin tight.
You had jeggings.
I had low key.
Low key had jeggings. Did they have a little stretch in them?
They did. Oh, they're Express. I don't know if you could buy Express, but they're Express.
No, I could get H&M's though, because they do.
Do go, you?
No,
can
I,
you?
I got some H&M's.
They got a big and tall in H&M.
And
I think.
They stretch, so suck a dick.
Him and me.
You're killing me.
He went to the sausage fest and they told him about him and me. Stupid ass segment.
Alright, so now we got number two and three. Or number two, yeah. Eminem, Michael B. Jordan.
You know how to count?
Yeah.
Who's cornier?
And three.
I recently saw a rap video that Michael B. Jordan put out when he was younger, so Michael B. Jordan gets the corny award over Eminem.
You know what? As much as I think Michael B. Jordan is...
Is he corny though? I don't understand.
I
don't understand.
We're playing
this game. I was gonna say a specimen. Mm-hmm. He's a baddie. You know what I mean,
okay. All right. Eminem was a baddie in 8 Mile.
He
though.
Wasn't, but
he was a Pete Davidson type baddie.
Was he? Okay.
I mean, if you're gonna go for baddie,
okay.
I don't think Eminem is corny. Mm-hmm. I think Michael B. Jordan can be sometimes.
Like in his interviews or yeah, when? Like
I think like when he like jokes around in interviews, it comes off a little corny. Okay. I think what helps Eminem is that he kind of stays away from interviews and being too much in the spotlight, so he has less opportunity to be corny.
And I have no evidence other than the music video I spoke of earlier, but other than that, I haven't seen Michael B. Jordan be corny because I don't really watch his interviews. But that rap video I saw earlier this week of him with this white girl talking about that's my baby or some shit like that, I was like, this is a really corny ass video. I can see how people calling him corny because of this, but overall, I don't know. I don't know this motherfucker's life.
Did you also see Michael B. Jordan in the new trailer for Creed 3?
The fuck are you talking about? That movie's out.
Yeah. Talking about them abs.
All right.
Femi?
Cool. So the only thing about Eminem being corny is that just that he raps like how he... That's why people say he's corny, that he doesn't like make club songs and shit like that.
But I think Desus and Mirror really pushed that corny shit, though. The Eminem being corny.
Yeah, I don't think he's corny. He stays in his lane of trying to rap the hardest. I've heard the corny
in my opinion, he's always stayed in his lane.
Exactly.
I think that Desus and Mirror just didn't like his rap. And that's fine. It's fine.
Speaking of corny, you know what came on accidentally as I was listening to music? On my headphones. And I forgot. Like, it was... Fuck. What's it called?
That's Michael B. Jordan, huh?
Yeah, Mike, you have Drake, and you have... No, I'm sorry. You have Logic and the Magic Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Kick the Sneak
corny?
No.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Okay. Why? Please do tell.
It was kind of like gimmicky in a way.
Mm-hmm.
We're all records, baby.
But this song is called what?
Game two.
Super high.
See what you're saying.
I don't play too much because of whatever.
I will reprimand you.
But, yeah. Mm-mm. But I listened to it when it came on the other day, and I was like, he's not in any way on beat, rhythmically, in some kind of off pocket. Like, I know how to flow on beat, so I can kind of see if there's like a different pocket he could have been in. He's not in any pocket shape or in anything. And I was like, this is kind of trash. But like when it came out, we were like, yeah, that's me. What's up? Yeah, that's me.
As somebody who rapped like that, thinking he was in a pocket and then being told he's in no type of pocket, I mean,
songs kind of tight though, but still. Yeah. I feel the same way about Sugar Free sometimes because he's also the same.
Yeah. But Sugar Free raised me. And, like, all right, so I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, but, like, at the same time, who was a... Andre 3000 kind of raps like that sometimes on some songs.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And it's like, what are you... Like, you trying to catch up to what he's saying. And that's what that I you try to pack too much shit.
J Electronica made me respect Gary as a rapper because they rap almost the same.
Exactly. You try to pack as much things in one line, like sometimes it's gonna fall off. And I am guilty of that.
When you don't worry about Gary rhyming on beat and you listen to the raps he's saying, you're like, oh, I see what he did there. Mm-hmm. But you just would like to see how you can maneuver it with a beat or maneuver it with putting it on different lines.
Yeah, no.
But you see it. You see the vision.
And I feel like I've gotten to be like a whole song on beat or a whole verse on beat.
Oh, yeah, you got in there.
And
Ricardo pushed you there.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely owe my life to him.
I'm probably not going to be able to. Thank you. I love you so much. I'm probably not going to be able to pull it up exactly where I want to, but I'm going to try.
Okay, while you pull up.
Jay Electronica.
AOC and Superman, think about it. Intelligent, elegant, blasé,
back to the thesis. That's one of my favorite Jay Electronica verses. It was on a Pilot Talk Currency, and it was Currency Jay Electronica.
I'm going to go home and listen to that.
You said who's cornier, AOC or Superman?
Yeah, man, you get that AOC. A lot about AOC being corny because she's just like... Sputing out.
She's too much of a baddie for me to call her corny.
Okay. That's your opinion. But you know why Superman's corny? Well, yeah. Like, not to me.
Yeah, but the consensus being him corny, I get it.
But
Because yeah. he fell off a horse and got paralyzed?
No, not that Superman. Which but one? The Superman
I don't fuck with horses.
The Superman that has all the powers and could just beat anything. Okay. Except Kryptonite. But
pussy.
But that's why I think like Superman is corny. Or is there another superhero you would put there instead of Superman?
Superheroes can't be corny. They're superheroes.
But what about so like cool. Batman? Because he doesn't have
they're
powers.
So, they're so cool. He doesn't. That's the thing is he's so cool. He doesn't have powers, and he's
greatest
can still,
detective.
He can still. That is his power. His superpower is being such a great detective.
Okay. Well, okay. So AOC, you wouldn't put AOC on there, but you know why? You've heard why she's
a spinner.
Yeah, of course. Haters, what you say?
She's a spinner.
Is she?
Yeah.
Because she spins the truth.
You know, she's short.
Because she's little, she's petite. Like 100 pounds, spinner.
Oh, she's really small? She looks big on camera.
I didn't really think about that until he said it, but apparently
she is.
She
looks
tall
on camera.
Put him on, hey, dude, doing these.
I didn't know that.
I like how he's flashing his dick while doing that shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll mean for sure. Yeah, that'll mean for
sure. Pelvic thrust.
That's my word.
So, were those bad choices,
no,
Superman
you,
and
no,
AOC?
No, you went for consensus corny.
Look, it's just because I had a list here.
Yeah, no.
At first, it was all black. Then I put
blackness.
I sprinkled white people, and I needed a Latino right here. So
wait, hold on one second. You had a list.
All blacks?
Yeah.
Oh, corny blacks?
Yeah.
What made you go black first? Yeah,
because it was a lot of hip hop artists.
Oh.
No. And Logic.
No.
Hey, are we still live?
He's like, no. Don't put me that.
Ooh, cut
Gary,
this.
Gary said, don't put me racist.
Nah, because, all right, speaking of racist, Kanye West, Will Smith.
I just
threw it on Kanye.
Will Smith is corny.
Sweet, which, panic button.
Kanye isn't corny, just mentally ill.
Yeah,
Will
is corny.
And we chose Superman or AOC?
AOC.
I said Superman.
It's AOC, corny ass, always trying to make a speech.
I'm going to take Superman out. Let's go AOC.
I hate when people try
to
make speeches.
Just because I want to put Latinos in here. We keep Latinos in here.
Yeah. But I hate when people try to make speeches for everything.
Is that why you think she's corny?
Yeah.
Or Will Smith or Kanye.
Yo, but that's a stupid. I'm sorry, but that's stupid. Yeah. That's her job. I hate when they sing in musicals. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. She's a politician. She got to do speeches.
Okay. You got now second level. Logic versus
Lobby level.
Lobby level.
Song number one.
Logic, Michael B. Jordan. Who's cornier?
Logic.
All right, Michael B. Jordan, you got saved, baby boy.
You seen that six-pack?
Them abs. I got you.
Both
of
you.
I got him.
That's my guy.
I'm guy guy.
I'm a gay guy now.
I'm gay guy. Yo, right. You ever got mad real quick? Just a real quick derailment.
Okay.
Because
we're off the rails.
When a DoorDash person doesn't drop the shit off at your door and they call you out.
I hate it. I do it.
Like, bitch.
I did it, actually.
The whole point is I shouldn't have to go get it.
Well.
That happened today.
Look, as an ex-DoorDash driver, if it's on the app, it says what you want me to do, I'll do it. But if you don't.
No.
It would
get on
my
all
soul.
Fours, bark like a dog.
I got contactless delivery all day.
There's some people that irk my soul that will not adjust their app and expect me to think that I'm supposed to go inside. Like they call me, like, oh, you can just leave it at the door.
I think this dumbass was just lost and couldn't find my apartment.
For sure.
Because he called me, he goes, DoorDash? I was like,
oh, definitely lost.
I was like,
Latino?
And then he goes, no, he wasn't Latino. He was like Middle Eastern. He goes, DoorDash?
Definitely lost.
And I was like, okay. He goes, I'm here. And I was like, I don't see you.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm outside of my door.
I hate this conversation.
No. I'm like, all right, I'll go outside. So that's why I brought it up. Because I was
he didn't want to walk up the steps.
The
what do you think it was?
The funny, like, I don't know.
It's punishment because I did it before.
The funny thing is,
so it's not punishment because you put contactless.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, what I'm saying is before we would go outside for deliveries all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like when stuff would get delivered, but now I find it like such an inconvenience to have.
Yes,
leave it at my door.
No, I hear you.
Dude. I gotta get up. And I gotta go get this
shit.
Yeah.
Well, if you put it on the app, we'll drop it off at the door.
Like, you're like me. You don't want to go upstairs to the fucking department and get food.
That's the same thing. If I had an elevator from my apartment to the street, I would take the elevator. You lazy fuck.
No, but I'd love to walk. I would walk there. But what I'm saying is. You're the same reason.
Thing.
You don't want to go outside.
Blackness.
To speak to the guy. You don't want to see the guy. That's why you put contact
lens. I'm sorry, Gary. I'm putting my foot down. It's different.
It's different?
It's a whole deal for you.
He's like, look at it. It's different.
I'm wrong.
I'm learning.
So I got to go to my room and get yelled at?
So I can't?
So I got to put my baby back in the... I got to put the baby back in the multiverse? No, because his makes sense. He put contactless, come the fucking door. You don't want to because there's a whole thing for you. It's not just getting food. It's, hey, Gary's here, guys. Gary, say something to the people.
Gary's red eyes about to cry.
Gary got to say something to the people while trying to figure out what he wants on his plate.
Did you eventually get the food?
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. That's what ended up happening.
Did you? Why did you attack me for no reason? No,
because he's mad that we didn't agree with him.
No. Did you get your DoorDash food?
Yeah,
of course he did.
I went out there.
Hell yeah.
No, goes, me, I didn't.
No, you shouldn't.
I didn't go up there.
I went out there and I was like, DoorDash? I just thought it was an interesting.
No, you should have put your phone down. You should have put your foot down because you put contact. Yeah,
put your phone down, though.
Put your phone down. Put your foot down. Pull your dick out.
What am I going to tell him?
What's out?
Pull your pussy out. Hey, bring it to my door.
Do the pussy pop.
Remember, you were sucking my dick or making me suck yours? Fucker.
Ricardo goes outside. Dixie goes, I open the door. Get your pussy popping ass inside.
Hey, get your woman on the floor. Gonna get up and get down. Nah, yo.
Mike Wiley.
Real quick. Speaking of deliveries. Which,
and you love it, though.
Speaking of deliveries that I have to go out for.
Okay.
Yesterday, I placed an order for the old, medicine that we use. Mm-hmm. Got a couple Eddies, got a couple carts, place the order.
Okay.
You know,
I've never done that. Well, I've done it before. Somebody else did it.
I do it because it's convenient. They're in my area. They're like 10 minutes away, so it's real quick. They just, I order, they drop the shit off.
You know, sorry to interrupt, but no, that's the dispensary is the new fucking video store for me.
Yeah.
It's the new Amoeba.
I
go in there and I'm just like digging through crates.
Looking through porn weed. Like, take me to the porn weed section. Yeah. I want to see these buds.
I'm at 2020 behind the curtain.
Just jacking off to naked buds.
Naked buds.
While I take a shit.
So I order and they come quick. Woman shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Walks up. She goes, are you Ricardo? I was like, yeah, that's me. Walks up. She looked like a German...
Shepherd?
Swedish. think of somebody like German, Swedish. She's like blonde.
Nah, the only German you gonna think of when you say think of a German...
He's trying to stop you.
Yeah. We already got kicked off TikTok, bro.
No, think of a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
But I would... and came out, and at first I couldn't decipher what she
yeeks?
Was. Yeah,
yo,
man.
Let him get to it, bro. He's an auteur.
The jeeks.
Let him tell his story.
I did not understand this. So she gets out, she comes up, asks me my name, and like, yeah, that's me. Comes up to me.
That ain't my food.
Double caked up.
No, but she started talking, and she had like this German accent, which I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And then I had the yeeks, and I couldn't.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That you're like, did you order all this food? Nah, that ain't my food. All my food. No.
It was weed. Weed is what I was ordering.
Oh, weed. My bad. Yeah. Then.
I'm sorry, Gary. You're okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't eat the weed.
You're fine.
Yeah. Speaking of weed.
Yeah.
Go for it.
She high as hell.
Yeah. So caught me off guard, and then she tells me afterwards. She goes, that wasn't even really the moral of the story because that's just kind of like a side thing. But like, then she tells me, do you have one of these? And she pulls out a punch card.
Oh, nice.
And this place has a punch card.
How convenient.
And I think, how crazy is that? Like, that now, it used to be illegal, and now you can have like a fucking punch card.
I like that, though.
Like going to fucking Coffee Bean.
But a lot of places.
Yeah. On my seventh order, I get something free.
You know that working at the spot.
Shout out to her, though. Shout out to Svetlana.
Medmen.
Svet.
MedMen's honors mental health workers.
I'm just kidding. I'm just
hospital
kidding
workers.
Don't get mad at me. She was ugly.
You get 10% off. You get 10% off at MedMen's if you work at a hospital.
Men.
Ashton Kutcher or Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen.
Who's sexier?
Wait, Martin Sheen is dead. You mean
go. Who's sexier?
Got Let's him.
Go. Did you really mean Martin Sheen? Or do you mean Charlie Sheen?
I see what you did there. Don't do that.
Yo, did you ever watch The Ranch? Ashton Kutcher's other show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any good?
Yeah, you know what? It was pretty cool.
Give it to me, baby.
It was pretty cool until they started adding 70s show people. Like,
oh, like they just like would fucking shoehorn them in?
Sing it. Which you're my one? Guy. The 70s show.
Hanging out. On the street. The same old things. We did last week. And not a thing to do. But down to you. We're all alright. We're all alright. Hello, Wisconsin.
That's a clip.
Clip it.
You clip fuck.
And snip it. Yo, if you weren't circumcised.
Suck that baby's dick.
Somebody suck that baby's dick.
I'm not circumcised.
Yo, shout out to.
If you clip suck that baby's dick, make sure you put Cuba and Junior in that TikTok.
Yeah, please, because he said it, not me. No. Would you ever consider getting circumcised at an adult age, your current age?
No. Well, I mean, I'll consider if I need to, I'll do it. Why would
there be a need? But I don't think there would be a need. I will say
there was a time in my mid-20s where I was like, I probably would. But now...
I hear it's way worse when you're older. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. That's why they do it when you're a baby.
Because you get more boners.
But of course, the real boners, yeah. Also, like...
And bigger dick.
You're healing. Yeah, but because of the boners...
I don't know if it does that.
Your healing is faster as a baby than as a human being. Babies ain't human.
You gotta ask the baby locker about babies. That. Clip the baby's locker in the dick.
According to Chris Rock.
Hey, go to the locker, open up, ask the baby.
Clip his dick, see what happens.
Clip his dick, see how fast it grows back.
But I don't know. I haven't done research to know if your adult circumcision makes your dick bigger.
Okay, so do you want to get your dick circumcised?
Not now.
No,
I don't either. Ever, I don't want to wear. I don't want to wear like one of them cast.
On your dick.
Cast. Dick diapers.
Cast. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Dick cast.
Is us.
That's
us. Who it is? You're on the air.
Are we on the air? Yeah, that's me. Dick man. Yeah, that's me.
I've been a dick listener since 1997. I just want to say I appreciate you guys throwing the dick cast up.
How did you say it?
Just in 1997.
I know, right? 1997, hey, that's when Biggie died today.
Man, never mind then. So we got AOC, Kanye West. Who y'all got going back to?
No, did we choose Kanye? I thought we chose Will Smith.
Oh, okay. Will Smith. Yeah. Will Smith, my bad. AOC, Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Will Smith, Logic.
Oh, shit. Will Smith.
Still Will Smith.
Yeah, because Logic is... Look, I only say Courtney because of, like, the game.
Logic can rap, though.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Logic, like, gets shit, but he can rap.
Well, look.
Okay, please.
He can rap, but his albums, as of late, the skill has latened.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of latency in the skill. Because then it's like, I feel like... There's a lot of... I could do a game called How Many Times Logic Says Everybody, and you got to drink every time he does that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true.
Because he does that, or drink how many times Logic talks about him being black.
But the Bobby Tarantino shits were all right.
I loved the Bobby Tarantino things.
And I stopped listening to just because of so many albums being dropped every week, podcasts, things that I listen to, things that I watch. Look, it's like I don't have time for a lot of things. And Logic is one of those things now. Like, just that.
I thought it was interesting that he retired so young. But when I think about it, he should have stayed retired. He should have done his Twitch thing just like T-Pain did and make some money.
T-Pain is somebody that when he comes out of retirement, I love it. Because I listen to the T-Pain song with Kehlani. Uh-huh. Man, that's a dope-ass song to me. In the video, they're like riding horses and shit.
Yeah.
It's a dope-ass song.
But the thing with Logic is like... Ricardo said, damn, complicated, but think I made it. Yes, okay. I did. All the music I'm giving after, like a bit. Let me rewind it like a bit. You got a couple of good songs, but get it like I live. Goddamn, motherfucker, what that was before he retired, right?
And he's still like putting words in there, like speeding it up.
But you hear to everybody, right? I already took a shot already.
Everybody, what I get?
Yeah, but... Oh, that album was great.
I like
this. his album, the Bobby Tarantino shits.
After he retired, it's just has
his first album Under Pressure sounds like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah,
I loved Under Pressure.
I like it too.
Even this second one, like
it's good, but it sounds like he's just biting
everybody, people, and everybody.
He was getting shit for the
Dominus to that album. You ain't gonna say woo after he said I'ma kill him three times. Yeah. That wasn't a hot line. He said I kill him. I really wanna kill him. Gary, like woo. Bars.
Okay, the Under Pressure.
Eddie just hit. Actually, I was just like
the Under Pressure version of Logic was Kendrick and Drake mixed together.
Okay.
No, but that's the Under Pressure is not the one.
I thought it was more J. Cole.
I feel like the incredible true story.
That one. Yeah.
That one was all Logic. Mm-hmm. And I like it. It's a really good album. But I feel like this one, he was Kendrick and Drake Under Pressure.
I always thought it was
there's
more
one called Supermarket, and that one is like more singy and like experimental.
Yeah, I like that one.
And
actually.
I like it. Yeah. I like it though.
I like it too.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, this one. Isn't it like produced by Q-Tip or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. You're the only one. Yeah, but I feel like this correlates with the song that he was getting shit on for was a cover of It Was a Good Day.
But if we go Logic versus Will Smith, do you want to listen to Summertime, Big Willie Style,
no.
Men in Black, more than you
Not
want
Men
listen,
in Black.
More no. than you want to listen to any of Logic songs?
No.
Nah, I'm good with Will Smith's music getting out of here. I'll keep his movies.
If you put me
from
in
the 90s,
at a choice, and said I had to choose between Will Smith's musical catalog and fucking Logic's catalog, give me Logic's catalog.
Yeah.
As much as I just shitted on Logic's catalog, give me Logic's catalog.
Yeah, no, I'm taking so Will Smith as the corniest in the Cornball Olympics.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry because I like some Will Smith stuff, but it's just like
shout out Chris Rock.
And that was your guy. That was your good guy.
I do got some. I don't know if you guys want to talk about any basketball stuff.
Hey man, I'm here.
But
my heart out.
Ja Morant.
I gave up on my heart out. What happened?
No, we got a heart out.
Oh, well, you got a heart out. I don't anymore.
Let's talk about Ja Morant real quick though.
Ja Morant with the gun.
What a dummy.
Big dummy.
Big dum dum. Yeah. Big dum dum.
I don't under look. Okay, so this before the gun, what was he under fire for?
Beating up, pistol whipping a 17-year-old while he was playing a pickup game at his house.
And before that, he also had beef with his crew doing something before that, right?
His crew pointed laser pointers at some at
so
a bus.
So if I'm Ja Morant,
the other team that lost.
If I'm Ja Morant, I have two things of scrutiny.
Pacers,
already.
I think.
I have two things of scrutiny under my belt. Mm-hmm. I'm going through it because my basketball career is being affected. My money could be getting fucked up, so I'm just going to drink on my boys. Fuck all the bullshit. I got a gun in my hand. I could give a fuck. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. He's going through it with all the scrutiny that's going on behind him, but not realizing that him not giving a fuck continues to put him further down into the fucking, you know, hole that he's putting himself in.
Let me pose
sucks.
With this gun.
Because he's such a, yeah,
nah.
he's such an idiot.
What a dummy.
I think he's just like,
why would you even
posing with
that?
A gun.
And plus he's young, bro. Like you
shouldn't
forget.
Do that. You should. Look, I know it's harder to say than to do, but like, don't post. We're posting shit that we're talking about sucking a baby's dick. I mean, I'm the baby.
I was not.
Ricardo, Cap, I was at a family barbecue.
I never wanted to suck a baby's dick.
I wasn't there.
I'm the baby. It's okay if I'm that baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Nah, but yeah, no. We gotta forget. Like, there's a lot of.
I know you were.
He's under
grown
pressure,
man,
bro.
Too.
Why you gotta make it weird? Grown man, too. Why you gotta make it weird?
Hey, show your chain.
Fuck. You know I'm a chain guy now.
For Christmas, you gotta get me.
You guys made me so self-conscious, I tucked it.
You gotta get me and Gary a chain for Christmas.
Yeah, for
got
real.
Got to. You know, I won't.
I don't care if it's real or not. just give me a chain.
Nah, don't make my neck green.
All right, so Ja Morant was dumb. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he shouldn't
have.
KD?
I heard he was gonna get suspended for like 50 games or some shit.
Because he's in my starting five.
he got a 2-game suspension.
Yeah.
But I heard that he's supposed to.
Get more.
Get 50 games. Yeah. Is what the rules say. But I don't know if they're going to do that for him.
You saw KD?
He injured himself in practice.
Nah, shoot around.
It's still practice.
Still practice.
Blackness.
Jail. Doing practice. And
LeBron got his yearly, he got it away with it, right? His yearly steroid use.
His yearly steroid injection, 2 week off. He got that with his fake injury. He gets that every year. Shout out to you, Bron, for being able to take steroids every year like a G.
You want
to
play with
Would you take steroids if, like, under a doctor's...
Am I tick bigger?
Yeah.
No, under a doctor's...
If I was a product I had fucking Nike deals and all sort of shit.
You.
Just now for nothing? For sitting on my fat ass?
No, you don't... It might help you lose some weight.
Hey, bitch. What's up?
Bitch, who said he needed help, motherfucker? Hey,
you look who caught the stray.
he
stood for the... Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. Who said he needed help?
Oh, man.
First of all, you pudgy bastard.
Hey, I kind of want to look into it off the pod.
But I'm saying, it could help. You never know. Imagine it could help. Like, I don't know.
Rages you to go walk. Yeah. I'm in such a steroid rage, I'm going to walk.
I do steroids right now.
That's what I'm asking
you. Poke it.
Poke
it. No lie, in the, like, mental state of,
but also,
like,
have we not, like, had enough advancements in technology to be able to take steroids like in a pill? Do I really got to keep stabbing myself in the ass?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure they take pills.
Yeah, I think it's...
If Michael Jordan got a cure for AIDS.
It's mostly testosterone.
Why would Michael Jordan have a cure for AIDS?
Magic Johnson. I was trying to do the Kanye line, my bad.
What if Magic, Michael Jordan had the cure for AIDS and he like hold it over Magic's head like, hey, you want this Magic? You going to die without it.
Let me get all the championships.
Dream team.
Dream team on three. HIV. Yo.
Did you guys see that Michael Jordan built a golf course specifically for his game?
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious and petty as fuck.
That shit was a short holes and if you could hit the ball far, you'd land in the sand trap and shit.
I hope that, like, he has Charles Barkley playing there. He's got, like, all the pro golfers
that have played there already.
No,
said it
fucked Charles
up.
Barkley never
the
played
Mon
there.
Stars.
Charles Barkley and him aren't friends anymore.
He said he played there, but it wasn't a dream.
It really happened.
That's right.
They're not friends anymore. You know what?
Damn,
I
kind of
wish. I when I heard about that, I was like, "That's fucked up." Because I kind of like that friendship. Because like Charles will put Michael on blast for being such a cheap bastard. Like when
Hitler mustache.
He's like, I used to go and give him money to the poor people, and Michael, he walks out.
Michael
don't give him nothing. He's like, no, they could work. And like, I used to love those stories.
I feel them though.
No, because Michael used to look that.
Get your lazy ass out there.
He told that story on Oprah, and Michael just looked at him like, nigga, really? Like, you putting my story out there, bro?
All right, that's beef.
No,
Oprah? Nah, that's beef.
But that's like us shitting on each other. That's friendly shit.
Yeah, but I like Oprah. My lady. Come, my lady.
Hey, man, tell them where we at, Rich. if we're there. Okay, you're not ready? I caught you in a vulnerable moment.
Yo, Snowfall's Denzel Idris meets Denzel Washington.
How dare you?
Go ahead, man. You were dying. Do your thing, man.
What do you want to do, bro?
I was dying.
What do you want us to do?
But listen, I'm a professional.
Nah, but Damson Idris.
Hold on. Let him get his chance.
Damson Idris met Denzel Washington for the first time.
How'd that go?
Go ahead.
As I was dying, I was playing the music in the background. So I was going to let the music play as I coughed. And then I was going to pop up and go,
Damson Idris.
Come on, man, give it to me, baby.
You guys threw me off. You guys threw me off the rails. Thanks for listening. We are off the rails.
That's just all loud. You can't hear it. Trust me. Lower it and talk. There you go.
Hey, but if I lower it, we can't hear the rap.
God damn.
Look, wait.
I love how even on the closeout, we're off the rails. So, we are off the rails. I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
Goddamn right. Yo, I can still stick the landing, though. And we out.
Dance in Idris. Man, dance in Idris. Woo!